Democracy in America. It's a big agenda, and it's also the title of a show up this week at the Park Avenue Armory. There's work from over 40 artists taking on the political issues of our time. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter checked it out and has this report.
For his contribution, artist Mark Tribe filmed reenactments of political speeches from the 60s and 70s. He had them delivered by actors in the same location as the originals, like this one by Angela Davis.
The Black Panther Party is the main target of the repression coming down in this society, and the Black Panther Party is resisting!
Tribe films from a distance, so that what we see on the two huge video screens is not so much the speaker as people at the edge of the audience. Some are listening carefully, but others chat or fiddle with cell phones. The effect is subtle but unnerving. That's true of several of the most effective pieces in this show. Another is a film by San Francisco artist Chris Solars, who puts his personal struggle on screen.
So Chris, what are you doing about the election, huh?
I protested against the Iraq War.
Did you organize any of that?
No, but I was counted.
That did a lot of good, didn't it?
Solars decides he has to go to Washington to interrogate his sister and find out why she works for the Bush administration.
Can't stand it. You need to do something about it.
Can't stand it.
You need to get up off the couch and you need to go.
Okay, on the count of three.
One.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
Three. Go. Go.
What he finds out is as much about family as it is about politics. With a theme as vast as democracy in America, the specific topics in the show are varied, and so are the results. There's an installation based on guerrilla theater at the Denver and St. Paul conventions. There's art that raises issues of torture, secrecy, and covert military operations. There's also playful stuff, like the Tactical Ice Cream Unit, which is a truck that travels the country handing out ice cream and critical ideas. And there are soapboxes that you can stand on and speak your own views to whomever walks by. It's all a bit helter-skelter, but the show's curator, Nato Thompson, says he sees a shared sense of urgency.
The works are much more critical, direct, and I think aggressive. And not necessarily cynical, but very worried and very pointed in their critiques.
They are also a refreshing reminder in this election season that political art isn't just campaign imagery. It can still be about ideas. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.